Hello, my name is Sandra and I would like to welcome you to this episode of the Blind Square podcast. Today I'm going to talk about how you can use the BEM speaker band with Blind Square. BEM speaker band is a small Bluetooth speaker that comes with a wristband so you can wear it like a watch. It is, I think, 5 by 5 centimeters or 2 inches by 2 inches. It's square shaped and I think it's probably 2 centimeters thick, so a bit less than an inch. So it looks a bit bulky, I think. But I would suggest that if you want to use it for navigation, that you don't wear it on your wrist, but that you maybe cut off some part of the wristband and maybe make a hole in the remaining part of it and then fasten a clip on it so that you can fix it maybe on your clothes near your ear. And that will make sure that you'll be able to hear it well. We always suggest that people use the Aftershocks bone conduction headset, but some people don't like to use those. And the BAM speaker band is certainly a very good alternative. So as I said, it's 5 by 5 centimeters, 2 inch by 2 inch. And if I'm holding it like a watch, then at the bottom edge of it, on the left, there's a mini USB port that you can use to charge the device, so it has a battery. And I think that should last around 6 hours. And next to the mini USB port is the power button. On the right-hand side, there are 3 buttons. A round one in the center and 2 oblong ones at the left and right of it. Now, when I'm holding the device like a watch, so that the mini USB port and the power button point towards me, then the bottom button on the right is previous track, the center button is play, and the top button is next track. Now, previous track and next track, if you hold them, then they change the volume of the device. The great thing about the BAM speaker band is that you can use it to control the Blind Square audio menu. Many of you may already be familiar with the audio menu. That's a very handy Blind Square feature where you can use some of its functions without touching the screen of your phone. I have demonstrated it in 2 other podcasts, so I will not go into very much detail. If you do want to hear more about the audio menu, then you might want to look into the podcast for Blind Square Release 2.2 that has come out in May 2014. When you want to connect the BEM speaker band for the first time with your iPhone, you just press and hold the power button until it says pairing. Then you go to your iPhone's Bluetooth settings and find the BEM speaker band, double tap it to connect with the speaker. However, my iPhone is already connected and I'm now going to press the power button and that will turn on the speaker.
Power on.
Now that was my phone and it's about 5 meters away from me. The screen is locked, but it said Blind Square. And I'm now going to press the play button and that will...
Screen locked.
That came through the speaker. I will now press the play button and that will start the audio menu. And I will just let you hear it so you have more of a sense of what the speaker sounds like.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. Start tracking. GPS info. Time. Add place. Weather.
Now, I started the audio menu by pressing the play button. This is the center button of the 3. And if I press the play button again, the last item that I've heard will be activated. I will now activate my location to hear my simulated location because I'm currently simulating a place in Scotland.
Location. Your simulated location. Next crossing is Meadow Road and the Avenue, distance 135 meters. You are at Harriet Watt University. Nearest address is the Avenue, Curry, heading north.
So this is how the audio menu works. Now when I press the previous track button, which also stops the audio menu. It also tells me my location.
Your simulated location. Next crossing is Meadow Road and the Avenue, distance 135 meters. You are at Harriet Watt University. Nearest address is the Avenue, Curry, heading north.
And when I go through the audio menu, I can also press the forward button and that will go a bit faster. Skip through the audio menu. Let's try that.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. Start tracking. GPS info.
So it doesn't always work very fast.
Weather.
But it's a bit faster. So this is a very good way to both hear Blind Square and also do use some basic Blind Square functions. If you want to know more about the audio menu, as I said, maybe listen again to my other podcast or look it up in the manual. You find the manual on the website www.blindsquare.com/instructions. I will now let you hear what the speaker sounds like when I'm near a road with some traffic so that you can be sure that you'll also hear it when you're in a noisier environment.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. GPS info. Time. Add place. Weather.
I hope this short podcast has been helpful for some of you, and if you don't like aftershocks or don't have a good headset yet, then maybe the BAM speaker band is a good fit for you. You can buy it at Amazon.com, or you can also buy it from AT Guys. If you want to be kept up to date with latest developments in Blind Square, you can follow us on Twitter, that's at BlindSquareGPS. Or if you want to participate in the Blind Square discussion list, where you can ask questions about how things work, or where you can also make suggestions, you can go to www.blindsquare.com/help and find the subscription link to the mailing list. I will not mention it here because it's a very long address that you need to send an email to, but you'll find it on that page. Now, thank you for listening to this podcast, and bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?